Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
I know the reason you're here. Don't think I don't know. Because I'm hanging out with Dolly. That's right. Actually, I hung out with Dolly a couple of weeks ago. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with her for a half hour or so to talk about Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Filmed and recorded live on July 5th and 6th back in 2008, an evening with Dolly Parton featuring a full concert experience. You've got the DVD, you got the CD. It's the first time Cracker Barrel has done that, but I wasn't there to market her product. I was there to find out when she goes to Cracker Barrel so I could go too, you see.
Well, I do go in there. I know the times of day, and they have like 612 stores. I know this because I've been making sure I said the right thing about Cracker Barrel. They're in 42 states, and I've eaten in all of them, I'm sure, across the country, stopping in our buses with our band. And if I don't go in every time, I always send somebody in. And every week, I get stuff from Cracker Barrel. My husband loves the coleslaw, and I love the cornbread muffins, and I love the... Every week I have something from there. But yes, I go in there and I buy tapes, like cassettes and different things, those old radio shows. I buy stuff for my husband all the time. So they have great stuff. So it is a great pairing. And so kind of to answer your other part of your question, like somebody said, well, why go overseas to do a show in Europe or in England and sell it at Cracker Barrel? Well, as I said, people kind of feel like they get to travel, but they love the same songs everywhere. Cracker Barrel is a country store. I'm a country girl. We worked with them before on Backwoods Barbie, and they do great with selling music, gospel, bluegrass, and country stuff especially. So we were perfect team. You know, for me to sit on a front porch and rock ain't nothing unusual for me. I grew up like that. So I think that the fact that we did the show overseas is kind of a plus, because it's like country people feel like they're getting to go on a trip, because when they see that audience and they get to see some of the sites that we did on the DVD, some of the sites around, you know, where we did the show, and the behind-the-scenes stuff, interviews and stuff with the fans. So it's kind of like a little trip for them. So I think it all works good, and we're all hopefully going to make some money.
Oh, sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time.
Go back in time.
Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, how often I wish that again I could kiss your sweet lips like I did long ago.
So long ago.
And how often I long for those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time.
Go back in time.
Do you ever think back on memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night? 'Cause you miss me, do you, darling? Oh, and do your memories ever take you back into another place and time? Oh, and do you ever miss the feelings and the love we shared when you were with me? Do you, darling? Or do I ever cross your mind? Yeah. Ba 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 ba. Or do I ever? crush your mind. Did I ever crush your mind?
Kind of look like quartet harmony on there, didn't she? Live in London, An Evening with Dolly, available at Cracker Barrel, old country stores. And if you're saying, man, you guys are playing that by somebody else, I recognize that song in our Americana collection. A trio of women known as Red Molly have re-recorded that. We've been playing that regularly. And it was Dolly Parton's song originally. Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? We'll continue with Dolly Parton. Sit down, interview, visit, sixth conversation, 6:50 a.m. WSM. And we will talk about this song next.
If I should stay, I would hope. Of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Bittersweet memory. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. Treat you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love.
Dolly Parton, the 1974 version of that song, I Will Always Love You. And before that, you heard Do I Ever Cross Your Mind from the live record, the CD, DVD. It's available at Cracker Barrel, old country stores, Dolly Live. But certainly we talked about when we had a chance to sit down about I Will Always Love You.
I'll probably be remembered more for that than anything. But as most of you know that have followed my career, you know, I wrote that about my leaving the Porter Wagoner Show, Porter being the guy that had really helped me the most in my early days. He had the syndicated show. And I had, when I started with him, I'd already had like 3 chart records. And I said, you know, I'd stay for 5 years, but I wanted to have my own career and my own band and all that. So when 5 years ended, we were really hot and Porter didn't want me to go. And I said, you said I could. And he said, well, you're not. And I said, I am. And, you know, on and on like that. So we fought a lot over that. And so I thought, he's so stubborn, he's never going to listen to me. And this is going to be nothing but a heartache, and we're going to go through this every day. So I went home, and I wrote the song that night, just out of what I was feeling in my heart. Took it back to the next day and said, Porter, sit down. There's something I need you to hear. So I started singing the song, and I was emotional. He got emotional. And we were both crying by the time I finished the song, and he said, okay, that's the best thing you've ever wrote, and you can go if I can produce it. a record on that song. I said, okay, it's a deal. So that's how that came to be. And then I had a number one record on it. And then again, when I did the Best Little Chicken House in Texas, it was in that. So it became number one again. Vince and I had a top 10 duet on it. But it was only when Whitney Houston took it and took it all over the world with The Bodyguard that it really became what it is today. So I always think of that as our song, and it just killed me when they lifted her coffin up at the funeral. And when they started into that song, man, it was like you could stab me in the heart with a dagger. And that's when I broke down over her. I mean, I really was, like everybody else, upset and hated it. But it was just then that I just started boo-hooing. And I thought, oh, that is just, those are my words. It's my song. It's her song. And I was thinking, I bet you that won't be the only coffin lifted up for that song to play. I figured when I'm dead, it'll probably be the same thing. And I thought it was just overwhelming to me. But I will always be grateful and thankful to her for making that song all the things that it is.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.